Good morning, everyone. By some magical device, your pastor's train was located in mid-Montana yesterday afternoon. It's on schedule. It means he'll be back in the city about 1:30 today. So if you're part of the welcoming community, you better get down there. Anyway, here we are. I wonder, how many here this morning have sought or bought advice and counsel during the past week or so? You know, advice and counsel about, maybe about insurance issues or taxation issues or financial matters or health issues, mechanical issues, electrical issues, marriage problems, educational issues, career things. Buying and seeking advice these days is a big business, and fine. Good things many times result from that. But have you ever considered this? The short shelf life of the advice and counsel we got for the things of this world, when really and truly, compared to the eternal and unending life beyond the grave. Where do we seek advice for that? I wonder, if you were suddenly blessed with the treasury of divine wisdom about and good advice and counsel about life and death and life beyond death, would you freely accept it all? Really? All of it? I wonder. You have the author of God's own wisdom about marriage and family life, about sex and death, about anger and envy, about eating and drinking, about playing and praying. Are you prepared to accept all of it, or just that which might happen to please you today? St. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, one of the Christian communities that he got started, "Brothers, sisters, we speak a wisdom to those who are mature, not a wisdom of this age, which is passing away. Rather, we speak God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden, which God predetermined before the age for our glory." The gospel today finds Jesus urging his disciples to keep the commandments, all of them, urges us to be holy that we may enter heaven one day. You know, the scripture said, as we read it this morning, if you choose to keep the commandments, they will save you. Before you is placed life and death, good and evil. What you choose, you will get. The gospel today reminds me of a story of Herbert Hoover. He was president, you know, and he was from across the river in Iowa. And he came home one week and he went to church on a Sunday morning. As he came out of the little white church in the little town in which he was born, someone naturally was there with the press, and they hollered out to him, "What did the preachers talk about?" Herbert Hoover was famous for being a man of a very few words. And his answer to that question was, remember the question, what did the preacher say? The president said, "Sin. He's against it." That was the end of the interview. So, the gospel today centers on great negatives. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not do a false oath. Thou shalt not, and we could go on, thou shalt not envy. Thou shalt not speak bad about your neighbor. Thou shalt not eat or drink to excess. Sounds like something you've heard, I'm sure, that Christianity and Catholicism especially takes all the joy out of life. Think about it for a moment, folks. Is it possible that those thou shalt nots lived with are precisely the things that bring joy to life? How many of us are aware of the people who have decided to forget about the Ten Commandments, I'll do it my way? Their life is a mess. Thou shalt not. In God's way of telling us, and in our way of obeying it, is the route to happy and content life. How about these beautiful words from the Old Testament? Lightly I run in the way you have shown, for you have opened my heart to receive your law. Lightly I run through life, because you have opened my heart to receive your law. Did you ever consider this, friends? The Ten Commandments, the good laws of God, are bright lights shining through the darkness of the moral nighttime in which we live. The law of God is divine wisdom promoting the good life now and forever. As the first reading today tells us, if you choose to keep the commandments, they will save you. Keeping the commandments has given us a great list of heroes and heroines through history, great artists, great saints, great musicians, great missionaries, great martyrs, great mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, young people and old people, holy men and women who have made Western Christian civilization the greatest event and greatest movement that the human race has ever put together. But guess what, folks? It's weakening. And men and women are writing heavy books these days saying Western civilization is dead. Dead because Western civilization, especially U.S. and in our country, have forgotten about the natural law, have forgotten about the Ten Commandments, have forgotten about this whole business. If you choose life, it will be given you. Choose death, and you'll get that. Choose good or choose evil, what you choose will be given to you. Dear friends, are you aware that on your shoulders and mine lies the future of our church and of our nation? Our nation was founded on Christian principle, and it will only survive with those Christian principles kept alive and lived and valued. You know what, friends? Cleaning up the moral mess in our land is hugely more necessary and important than, for instance, cleaning up the air or cleaning up the river or cleaning up the environment or worrying ourselves about climate change. Hugely more important is cleaning up the moral mess in our nation. You and I know something of God's wisdom and recipe for the good life, or at least we should. Before man, there stands life and death, good and evil. Whatever you choose shall be given to you. As God's adopted children, as people blessed with God's law and wisdom, as people called to holiness by virtue of our baptism, by a good God who wants us to live our very best self, these things should be accepted as the route to the good life, now and forever. The good God gives us a wise and good law that will lift us to the level of the saints if we accept it. But the issue is, will we accept God's advice about the good life? Because what we choose will be given us. Our freedom can lift us to the level of the saints, or it can drop us into hell. That's what the good Lord is telling us. Choose, dear friends, to be your best self. Choose freely to live and love God's good law. Choose to live as one who has truly heard Jesus say, "Come, follow me. I will show you the way to happiness now and forever."
Please check the bulletin for activities this week. And also, script is available to be purchased right after this Mass.